This podcast is brought to you by eHarmony, the dating app to find someone you can be yourself with. Why doesn't eHarmony allow copy and paste in first messages? Because you are unique, and your conversations should reflect that. eHarmony wants you to find someone who will get you. How are you going to know who gets you? If people send you the same generic conversation starters, they message everyone else. Conversations that actually help you get to know each other. Imagine that. Get who gets you on eHarmony. Sign up today.
Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out of pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend. Winning is an everyday mindset, and we're here to help. I'm Craig Robinson. Join me and Coach John Calipari for Ways to Win. We're kicking off during March Madness. Cal's Kentucky Wildcats are in the hunt, so throughout the tournament, I'm going to call up my friend to ask about his wins, losses, and especially what he's telling his players in the locker room.
You got to win every day.
Find the Ways to Win podcast anywhere you listen.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Hey everyone, Mike here, Rusty Quill's video guy, and I'm here to announce Rusty Quill's brand new show. On the back of all the support you've shown us through Patreon and our ever-growing community, I'm stoked to announce that we're now able to branch out into new video content, and we're starting with streaming. Come by and join in at 3 p.m. GMT on Saturday the 25th of January as me and our community manager, Anil, embark on a brand new gaming livestream series where we aim to introduce new players to the world of gaming through a variety of indie, retro, and AAA titles and genres so we can show you how and where to start on your new voyage of discovery and community. And no doubt, you'll see some guest appearances from other RQ crew and friends too. That's RQ Streams, starting Saturday the 25th of January at 3 p.m. GMT over on www.twitch.tv/rusty_quill. See you on the stream.
Hi everyone, Alex here. I'd just like to take a moment to thank some of our patrons. Anna Statcha, Simon Felkis, Monica Quirk, Duplis, Tori, Self-Aware, Molly, Air Mid Celt, Diane, Siafika, Ivy Piper, Lilikoi, Maya Flink, May Parsons, Eddie Current, Ellie LaSalle, Diana Reed, Kieran, Harry Thompson, Erin Biddle, Becky N. Thank you all. We really appreciate your support. If you'd like to join them, go to www.patreon.com/rustyquill and take a look at our rewards.
Welcome to the Rusty Quill Gaming Podcast. I'm your host and GM, Alex Newell. With me today I have...
Ben Meredith.
Bryn Monroe.
Lydia Nicholas.
And Helen Gould.
And who are you playing?
Azu.
Sel Sidebottom.
Zolf Asoda, I'm sure, Ian Smith.
And what cups are you playing?
No!
Hamid Salah Harun Al-Tahan.
I rebuke it.
And I am completely alive and well.
Are
thank
you?
You.
Are you? Right, so...
For now. I've even got my sidekick with me. And just think how the audience will turn on you if you kill Skrark.
Now,
that would be like killing Brutor, but worse.
Oh, good. so, as it stands.
See, in this, me and Alex agree.
So, as it stands,
I agree as well. I just think it's brilliant.
At the bottom of an ocean, mm-hmm. in an extremely unsafe underwater facility,
mm-hmm.
whilst being basically GM'd by an incompetent evil NPC.
Yeah, but what's happening in the game?
So as it stands, we're going to pick up where we left off, which is everyone abandoning Hamid to his inevitable death.
Yes.
Don't!
Yes, absolutely.
So 100%. I'd like to start with everyone apart from Hamid, because he's already a corpse.
Well, now we're done with that character, let's move on. I wonder who our new friend will be.
Skrark!
I have made a terrible mistake.
I mean, it's also canonical that if veteran kobolds reach a high enough level, they turn into dragons. It's just a natural part of their life cycle.
Oh, it's true.
But most of them never reach it.
You are accelerating this guy to maturity very rapidly. It's excellent.
If I became small, mm-hmm. would I be able to get in the tunnel?
Small, no. Tiny, yes. That's why I was very specific in my sizes.
I can reduce...
I'm small to start with.
Yeah, but my potions only work on me.
It's an alchemist one, not a normal one. Although, that would have been an excellent thing, because then the only person you would have been abandoning would have been Skrark.
I did think that
I'd have been well on board with that. What are the party... Obviously, that's not you. What are the party doing now?
Look, so it seems... like so he said, how do you dance if you can't see what you're doing? So it's probably dark in there, which is fine. You guys can see in the dark.
Right.
Or the potion is a blinding one, in which case, well, I don't... Maybe this antidote would work. Or if you guys have any heal stuff that maybe does something.
But the gas was very heavy and fell to the floor, so...
Maybe we could fly.
Well, I can levitate over it.
Yeah.
Yes. That might be an idea. I'm thinking maybe it's not about our eyes, maybe it's about the floor. And
or,
maybe there's a particular pattern you'd have to walk.
Or it could be just smoke.
Yeah.
That heavy?
Yeah, I mean, it could be our
chemical
smoke.
Just smoke in here.
Well, no. Well, okay, the thing is as well, that potentially Shoen wants us to play his game, so killing us too early would be boring. You got to think like a megalomaniac.
Did kill that one just as they came in the door.
I don't think killing Shoen would be boring.
That's actually very true, and there was a spike trap which was very deadly. Okay, scratch that. Probably some kind of deadly kill gas that also, you know, blinds you.
Maybe just, like, let's open the door.
Maybe Sal could knock up a breathing equipment thing quickly.
I do have water breathing.
Well, I was just thinking you could invent advent scuba gear. Lydia's eyebrows are raising.
If you could give me like a week, I could probably come up with a mechanical solution.
Well,
but that doesn't seem...
We don't have a week.
Right, let's open the door, see how much gas flows out as well.
Yeah.
I suppose there's not
much. We can't not press on now, because we can't leave Hammond here. Like,
no, you know. Absolutely not.
The speakers burst into life again.
How are we doing? Oh, heavy, pay the levy. Don't suffocate, just relocate.
What was that?
Right, so nonsense for a start, but he said heavy...
The rhyme does not translate. I'm having to fudge this a little bit.
Yeah, he says... What, you mean you wrote this in Japanese and then you made it to translate it into...
No, I'm just saying it. In this world, it rhymes in Japanese, but doesn't translate
he's
across.
He's saying that you weigh a lot and you should go somewhere.
Rude.
That sounds very insulting.
Very rude. Honestly.
Maybe he overheard you saying you were a beefy boy.
Yeah. Right,
beefy,
well,
beefy boy.
Let's get to this fat-shaming piece of ass and show him what's for.
Yeah. Sure. Open the door.
Yeah.
Okay.
How much gas?
It immediately... However, it doesn't sweep in. It kind of... It's. Have you ever seen like a heavier-than-air gas that's coloured? That, but slow mode.
Okay.
It's ponderous.
It's super weird.
And similarly, as it flows out, are any of you allowing yourself to touch it? It's easy to see where gas is and where gas isn't.
I'm
it's
not
like
trying
bright
to touch
purple.
It,
absolutely not touching
in
it.
In which case, it just starts to ponderously start flowing out and into this room.
Go, go, boots, go.
Okay.
I'll float up to the roof.
The doorway is full of gas.
Oh, right.
It is like top to bottom and immediately just starts kind of toppling very slowly out. It is chocker.
Right,
gas.
Well, all right, hang on a minute. One of us is going to have to deal with this eventually. I'll just stick my hand into the gas.
It doesn't hurt. It doesn't burn. I don't expect any saves. It's really heavy. It's like pushing your hand through felt.
Weird. I pick up a bit.
It's got a weight to it.
This is actually, like, stuff.
That
see?
Is... really fun. Oh my gosh, that would go down so well at parties. Like, can you imagine just having the kids just playing around with, like, lots of different coloured
candy floss?
It also wants to stay together. It almost has a, you know, like,
it's flubber.
It almost has fluid
tension. The
Discord
once asked me if candy floss existed in this world, and I said I didn't know.
This is as close as
canonized.
This is as close as it's going to get, as well, in terms of consistency.
So I guess it's just trying to make it hard to dance. Hang on, I'm just going to...
It has a slightly fishy smell to it.
Mildly gross, but not making me hurt. So,
however, it's not an unpleasant one. It's more like the smell of, say, sushi. It's not like rancid or anything.
Yeah,
it's just has a smell.
Right. I mean, I think it might just be here to be annoying.
It's just smoke.
It
it's
is just
very
weird smoke.
Awesome smoke.
Right. I just tie my boots off.
Well, then how about... So if we're thinking that we need to just get through, maybe staying high up is good. Maybe that will, as the gas goes into both rooms,
maybe
it will...
Well, I'll walk into the middle. I could also maybe muck around with the vents. If I can close them off, that'd be good. But really, we've got two things. Either we play his game and try and dance with these dummies, or we use the wrenches, find the access panel, and just manually open it.
Yeah, well,
I'm in favour of that.
We definitely want to. We want to open the door, but maybe look out for the dancers because they may have weapons.
True.
Yeah.
Could be bad.
Right. I really don't like the look of them.
All right. Well, I'll go to the middle of the room and float up to the ceiling, see if I can get any sort of headroom. And if you guys try and get to the other door and see if you can open it, because you've got the wrenches, right, Sel?
Yeah.
All right.
I pulls out three wrenches. From the... I've been collecting them as we go.
Fair enough.
So Zolf's going in first.
Still not sure what my collection's
going to be. So I do need to know first.
Yeah.
So Zolf's going in first. Okay. You have to physically push your way through. It's like folding things out the way almost. And immediately for free, you start to recognise what the danger in this is. It's going to be tough not to suffocate. It is a gas. And it is pressing in immediately. And all it wants to do is close in on you. And you can't...
I immediately back out again.
Yeah.
Right, so, yeah, this gas blocking off all the oxygen, so we might suffocate. That's the problem here.
So we should try and... I suppose we let it come into this room and not fill it.
Hang on a minute.
Are bags of holding full of air? Because could you use that? Could you just breathe?
They are not.
Very specifically
it's
not.
It's really, really explicit, because otherwise stuff gets really weird really quickly.
Look, hang on a minute.
You could transfer all the stuff from one person's bag of holding to another and then just take this bag of holding and fill it with the gas.
Fill it with the gas!
Yeah, you're so smart, Bryn!
That would function.
Do we...
Yes.
Unless Hamid explicitly has already left, I'm happy for Hamid to be yelling out suggestions.
Yeah. No, Hamid's already gone.
Okay, Hamid's already gone.
Sel asks about
the air. Yeah, you're very intelligent.
So then it's like, so they're not full of air, but can you fill them with the stuff?
Yeah, you could. Yeah, you could. Let's do that.
Do either of you have a spare? Because this one is mine.
I mean, it's full of anything anyway. I mean, it's not going to crush stuff in there. I don't need to empty it out. Let's just get in there.
I mean,
this is weird and magical. It's not like a bag full of smoke. I'll just reach in and maybe pull out the thing I want. That's how
they have a maximum weight, but you could. There are an extra plane of space, and you summon individual things
also,
back out of them.
This gas is probably quite light because it's a gas. So it'll probably fit quite a lot.
It's heavy for a gas. It's not.
Okay. Well, how about we
this
try?
Scans.
We go and do it as fast as possible, and then you go up to the vents and try and shut them off so that no more can come
all right
to replace it.
I need to know, are you using one bag of holding or multiple bags of holding? It matters.
Cool.
I have one, so I'm using that.
Mm-hmm. I have one and I'm using that.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have one?
I just want to join in.
That's a no. There are two.
There were four amongst the party.
Oh, have you got one?
Yeah.
Oh,
you
right.
Did say you gave one.
Okay, so we've got, all right, great. We've got three bags of holding.
I just want to be part of the...
Right.
Are you taking stuff out, or are you just... Okay, excellent. So...
carry it.
Can you just describe how you want to do this? This, just so I can visualise it, if nothing else.
I hold the bag in front of my head and run in.
Okay.
And since Cell is a
Luigi.
Since Cell is a different height, so is above, just goes along.
And because
Aslo
is a different height.
Yeah. All at the different levels.
So
we're playing a Mario Party.
This works, but not as well as you might hope. Uh-huh. How it works is very simply, you start heading in. You can't just sprint because the way pressure works, there's an empty space behind you. Mm. So it stops feeling like you're pushing against stuff, and it's a little bit more like you're pulling against the suction, if you see what I mean. Mm. So you are going slow. It's definitely working. It's really tough going, but you're basically scooping through the air like windsocks, clearing
yes, exactly.
it out.
a lot faster than it's coming into the room. And it's going to take a couple of minutes.
That's fine.
But you're not really making any progress into the room. You're mostly just ending up scooping from the surface. But it is actively working.
Once we've had a little bit, I'm going to hold my breath and levitate up.
Mm-hmm. So you eventually get the point where there's you've clearly got a little bit of an air gap at the top of the door or so. So, yeah, it's tough. Kind of digging your way
through. Do you know
what
that means? It means I can navigate the room because I can actually hold on to the gas itself.
Yes.
Because it has resistance.
Yeah, absolutely. So you can levitate up to above the gas layer.
Yeah.
So there is maybe 10 feet of space between the top and between the top layer of the gas. More gas is still coming in from the sides, but the rate is a lot slower than it has been pouring into these bags.
Right, so while these guys... Well, I've got about 10 feet. I'm going to go see if I can do a vent. I don't know if they can hear me, but I'm going to shout anyway.
Okay. It's muffled, but you can.
Thanks, Ol. thanks, Ol.
Yourself.
I kind of wade over to a vent.
It's kind of more like moving through zero G because you're kicking off
nothing,
but it's working.
If you're swimming in the shallow bit in a beach and you can like tug along the sand.
That's exactly what it is. Yeah, walking, it's exactly that.
You feel like a giant seal.
I'm going to go over to a vent.
Uh-huh.
It kind of... Did it have shutters?
It has little flappy flappers.
Can I just like push the flapper back? Because it's just whether Showin thought of somebody doing this or not. Maybe he did, but maybe he didn't.
So, it looks like you can, but it does look like something you're going to have to force. You can't just get a little finger and go, boop, because it's a vent for heavy.
That's fine.
can you give me a strength check? You will be succeeding slightly. It's a determinant of how successful you are.
That is a 16.
16? You get it mostly closed. Some still coming out, but at the rate it's coming out, it's probably not going to be a problem.
Cool. Now that I'm on the wall, because the gas is probably just still leaving because they're still...
It's going down even further.
I move over to the next one, do the same thing.
Okay, give me...
I repeat, rinse and repeat, I can give you more strength checks.
I am going to not even ask for strength checks for the simple reason that if you can get it into a state where the others can come in, they can bash them closed and stuff and
get
help and blah, blah, blah. It's just not worth it, really.
Cool.
In which case, you manage to get them closed enough that it reduces the flow.
But it's negligible.
To the point where it's going to count as difficult terrain, because unless you're going through scooping it all. Also, bear in mind, the dancers are still moving. And you see that not only are they kind of jerking around, a couple of them are broken, occasionally they'll dance, and then they kind of do a spin, and then blades shoot out from their middles, spin, and then return back, and then they can carry on dancing. Would have been a bad day for anyone if you'd tried to go through this unseen. As it is, just go around the edge of the room, basically, and you'd be fine.
Yeah.
Right. Well, that's shown Showin, so... Showin to him. That didn't work.
How many doors are there?
Oh yeah, the room. This is actually just...
This is a way to a thing.
Not just the end point. It's not Showin sitting in the middle being like, you'll solve my trap.
There are, I'm afraid, three other doors.
Oh, Alex!
Is there a goat behind any of
them? One immediately opposite has a big chalk X on it.
Ayo.
Okay. Right.
There is another one beside that on the opposite side, also has a big chalk X on it. And then there is one sort of doubling back on yourself, almost as if it wants to head back towards the conveyor belt. Mm-hmm. That is a pressure door, same as all the others. You see that the locker is already open. The fire axe is missing, as is all the stuff that's in the maintenance locker for that door.
Let's go through there.
Yeah. Right, and that's back towards Amit. So yes. Great. Thank you, previous adventuring party. You died. You saved us some time. Good job.
Speaking of which, everyone give me a perception check.
Oh,
that was almost a 20.
23.
10.
13.
23. Cell, you think there might be someone in a bit of a corner of the room. They're kind of absorbed by heavy gas, but you think there might have been someone in here at some point.
I think they were quite a big party when they came in.
Oh, really?
I mean, there's another one over there.
Where?
Oh. Yeah, so there is. Well, we should go over and get that one's equipment. It's not been sitting in water, so it's probably more safe to...
Wait, were they standing?
Well, they probably got murderized by dancers.
You can't really see. You can see that there's something there, and it looks to be body-shaped. It's obscured by heavy gas because you haven't literally cleared the entire room.
We can find out something about who they were.
Are you okay with massive amounts of gore?
What are you thinking, Zolf?
Well, they would have been cut to ribbons by horrible blades, so if you'd rather not see that, we can go and check.
I have seen worse.
Fine, off we go then.
All right.
I was just offering.
You are still having to go around the dancing people.
Can I just chop their ankles off?
They are solid metal. You can mess around with mechanics, but it's going to take ages. And
actually, one thing I'm going to do, when like the blades open, is like... just ram the flaming glaive like into the metal and see if it just breaks it?
It breaks that one.
Right. I'll deal with these to make them less annoying and me showing how to fix them for the next batch. If you guys go check that out.
Sel gently goes over. I'm sorry this happened to you, buddy.
Can I get a heal check from someone if they want it and a perception check to search the body?
Wow.
The DC isn't high.
It's 12.
12, okay. You are fairly certain that the reason that they're dead is that his torso's here, his legs are over there, and his head is over there.
Someone encountered a sword death.
Yeah.
I'm going to look in his pockets, because that seems like most...
Give me a perception check, and I can go into how much...
Steal his stuff.
Oh, only a 3, which means...
16.
16. So, in there, you find... Let's go through this. The first and most obvious one is they have a great axe.
It's just smashing axe.
Just, well, it's great.
Fabulous.
Well, it is adamantine.
Oh.
It is old adamantine, so it has the walls as well. So it's probably very, very old.
Ooh, good quality.
That's quite valuable.
Yeah.
Extremely, extremely so.
Put it in the bag of holding and write it down so we can sell it later.
Move the gas. Pushing the axe in there.
You know what? I'm not a thief anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're not. You should give me that axe.
Given everything we know about Sal's character, I don't assume they're, you know, that savvy economically or care.
Hey, you like axes.
I do.
Here.
Thank you.
As who does like axes.
You know that unfortunately the axe that you use is mechanically better.
Yeah, but
however,
it's
a very pretty axe.
It's a solid backup axe.
Oh, yeah.
And I already know that sometimes you need non-magical things.
You know what you also know from this heal check? Whoever this was, once upon a time, they were a beefy, beefy boy.
It's me from the future!
Just
what kind of creature are they?
Human.
You don't get... I mean, it's not all humans around here. It's sort of... Maybe they came from elsewhere.
Can they work out what class this person was from their accoutrement?
Oh, yeah. I'm
going to give the accoutrement, and then you can tell me. So this was a beefy, beefy boy with a big grey axe.
Uh-huh.
In terms of their equipment, it's mostly intact. They have a potion of cure wounds.
Good.
They have a potion of water breathing.
Hey, you just took serious wounds.
You should
have one to make up for that.
That's very kind of you.
And also, I already have water breathing, so you should take one.
But do you have any healing spells?
Oh, no.
Potions. Well, then you should keep that one, because I've already got one, and it would make more sense for you to have one in case...
Oh, thank you!
Yourself. Yeah.
You're very kind.
That's true. If you get separated from us, we can heal ourselves, like, magically, so...
I mean, I have, like, one cure light wounds.
Definitely take that.
Yes.
There is also... So
You should take the water breathing, though.
I've already got one.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, sorry, I'm not.
From the walls.
You should take the water breathing.
Just from a vent.
I can see you.
Far away.
Scrack!
Saying names is just inherently funny.
Yeah.
It just works. So who is taking the water breathing? I need to know.
Zolf, buddy. Well, guy. So do you have a water breathing potion? Because there's one.
Yeah, I got one.
Okay. Well,
all good.
I mean, I'll take it to give to Hamid then, I guess.
Sure.
Okay.
There's also a potion of giant strength in there.
Ooh.
I inhaled so fast that my nostrils closed.
It was strange. I looked up and Helen's nose was completely different shape. And I was like, what is...
Choose amongst yourselves.
I want it!
Have it!
Yeah.
I'm such a hoarder now.
It looks like this will spark joy for you.
Fine, I could just cast book strength on myself. I don't need your potions.
That's right.
Is he always like this?
That was Ben. And yes, yeah. I am.
Giant strength. I love it.
They also have a well-stocked dungeoneer's kit. So we are talking, I can go through all of it, but it'd be things like rope, crowbar, pitons, hammer.
Sel would like to have that because Sel does not have dungeoneering stuff. Because
you were not a dungeoneer.
No,
you
are. Alchemist.
I'm not going to list everything that's in there because it will take a while, but there is the Pathfinder dungeoneer kit.
Now, the thing which will help define their class, what are they wearing?
Mostly furs.
Barbarian, right, fine. Yeah. And the one at the door was wearing leathers or up?
What? You got quite decent on your perception check, didn't you?
I got 16.
You find that there is a name tag inside, on the inside of the
furs
that says Property of Yoshida Shoin.
Yeah, because he's wearing the uniform.
Oh!
See, this is what happens when you put on his stupid clothes.
I...
They kill you?
No. You're dumb enough that you die.
Oh.
Why should put on stupid clothes?
Maybe the clothes do actually have an effect of stupidifying.
Maybe.
Could be.
Yeah. Put anything on he gives me. Anyway.
Every
so often just... Yeah. To...
I am now going to jump to Hamid. Hamid, oh. I am going to pick up from the rest of the party going, bye.
Yeah. Okay, Skark, stick close to me. Skrark. We're going to go very carefully. I cast Dancing Lights, because now I'm solo. I'm definitely not putting myself in a position where dark vision is necessary.
This place is chock full of tripwires. Just chock full of them. However, you do also notice that if you just are careful, you'll be fine. The issue was Azu's size and the fact that people
were
being a little blasé.
Whereas me and Skark much, much smaller.
You are going to have to go slowly, but you also notice that the way it's built... This is built to catch people going through here, but to still allow product to come down the conveyor belt.
Yeah.
So it is navigable, but because you're bigger than, you know, small bottles, you are going to have to do a little bit of movement. With that in mind, can I get an acrobatics check?
Oh, no.
Also, you've just got to hope that it doesn't do a Resident Evil where they have the laser trap and then it makes the entire grid and chops...
Yes. Oh, that's way better than the chap I had. Okay, yeah, it comes down and then you just get smooshed between two adamantine grates.
Is it Colin Salmon?
I don't remember, but I know the bit you mean.
Yeah.
Because it reminds me
18 on my acrobatics check.
Oh.
You both manage to navigate the conveyor belt. So, yeah, turns out you're both quite small. And you're both quite dexterous, so this is a doable thing. You do know, any of you ever see that film Entrapment with the laser, like the very famous trope thing? It's a lot of that on a curtain.
And Hammond is exactly as sexy as Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Absolutely. And as he's sort of crawling along and you're getting around and so on, Azu would not have made it through here. Like, that was a ticking time bomb. Cell, maybe. Zulf, maybe. Azu, never in a million years. This would have gone so badly. You manage to finally make it out the other end of the conveyor belt, and you're still using your dancing lights, right? Yep. So you find yourself in a...
Me and Skark high five.
Aww.
Skark!
I mean, it's not very high, but we still high five.
Relatively high five.
Medium, yeah.
Skark's dex holds up. I kind of wanted Skark to miss after getting really high on an acrobatics roll, but no. You're okay.
Well, I teach him. Remember to look at the elbow, Skark.
So the room, unlike most of them, is a cuboid room. It's about 20 feet by about 20 feet. It has a large ceiling apparatus, which seems to be like applying toppers. You know, like a cork bung system.
Sure.
It seems to be applying a cork and then waxing it. The conveyor belt does carry on further down, but you see for free. That's also full of more of these tripwires and another grate at the other end. And in here as well, you see the signs of there's a cot in the corner that appears to have been used comparatively recently. It doesn't appear to be completely ruined. It's a cobbled-sized cot.
Anything else in the room? But presumably a door out of the room.
Oh, sorry. Yes. Yeah, yeah. There's a single door out of this room. And it is not a full pressure door. It is a steel door, but it is a normal handle door. It's not a pressure door.
What do you think, Skark? Down the conveyor belt again? I think probably better to use the door, don't you think?
Skark continues to investigate the room.
Okay. I'm going to go over to the door and check for traps. I don't know what I'm going to do if I find one.
Oh, dear. Guess I'm going to explode.
Wince.
25.
You find no traps.
I open the door.
The door opens. You enter a room which has another walkway upon it, so it's raised up, and it appears to be a larger room, maybe like, you know, 30 feet by 30 feet or whatever. And the first thing that you notice in the room is a large, literally aquarium tank, like within the room. The more you look at it, the more you come to realise that actually it's one of those... Would you know what I mean? If like I'm talking like an inverse tank, so the seawater is...
So basically the room is toroidal.
Yes.
the shape of a donut.
Ooh.
So the sea that is around the edge is also coming through the middle.
But coming up through the blob, and there is a lid to this, so it's not a complete toroid, it's a partial toroid. So there's a lid to it, which has all kinds of pipes leading out from it.
Interesting.
The room is still lit. However, you can see that the light quality is poor and inconsistent. Like, it's sort of going... There is movement within the tank itself. You are not able to see from this angle. You can see that this walkway leads all the way round, and there is a door to your left, there is a door to your right. And additionally, the edge does not have glass. So it's not like there are windows. There is this thing in the middle, but there is metal on all sides, where most of the other rooms have had maybe a little element here or there, sure, to the outside.
I'm going to duck back behind the door, mm-hmm, cast dancing lights again, mm-hmm, send them scooting into this room, uh-huh, to one side, mm-hmm, wait a second, and then duck round the other side so that there is light in the room, but I am not necessarily immediately associated with the light.
That's fine. There is increased movement from inside the tank.
Okay. If I send the lights closer to the tank...
The movement increases.
Can I see what's inside the tank?
Give me a perception check.
Oh, it's going to be something horrible.
17.
So in terms of 17, yes. What you can see in there is that there is more than one large sea creature. At first, like, it's very brightly colored. It's bright orange. And there's two of them that are kind of moving around. And you realize that it's almost like it has the upper half of, say, like a panther almost, in terms of shape. In that it actually has, like, claws. It has reaching, grabbing elements to it. But it is a fish. It is a fish with a large maw that has kind of...
arms.
Yeah, the best way to describe it is arms. It's clearly a predator. It's large. The arms are mostly claw. It has very bright patterning on it. Very, very bright orange patterning. And
poison, yeah, definitely.
And
poison.
In terms of sort of the look around, you can see that the two of them are moving around. That tank's clearly not big enough for them. And they're kind of... pushed up against one another quite a lot. You can see that there's apparatus at the top of the tank is leading up and further into the complex. It doesn't appear to be active currently, but it looks like it can transfer fluids of some kind.
Okay, so I'm going to make sure Skrark is sticking close to me.
Skrark!
We're going to basically edge round the side of the room, keeping the lights opposite us, so that the attention of these creatures is drawn away from us. I would like to go to the door, which is likely to lead back in the direction that the other party are.
And
the rest
while
of the party
we
are.
Discover what happens in there, we'll take a break and then come back and I'll tell you what happens in there.
A lot can happen in 3 years. Like, a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Here's a question for the marketers listening. Want to find that perfect customer beyond the world of scrolling, swiping, and searching? Here's a secret to make sparks fly. Smooth talking with podcast ads. With Acast, you can reach millions of listeners who'll be hanging on your every word. On the train to work, in the gym, or waiting in line for coffee. Start up the conversation with podcast listeners anywhere and everywhere. And they're looking for love. 60% of listeners have a higher trust in brands they've met on podcasts compared to social. Get closer to your audience. Make podcast ads with Acast. Head to go.acast.com. mintmobile.com/closer to get started.
And welcome back.
Hello.
Hello.
So, give me a stealth check, please.
19.
Ooh. You are doing quite well. You're moving quite quietly around the room.
Squawk! 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 Squawk!
Scrark is trying to stealth so hard, oh. But starts singing his own tune.
Oh. All right, Kronk.
Yeah. A little bit of a...
It's quieter.
Yeah.
You manage to navigate the room. As you continue to navigate the room and the angles change, there's a grate across the bottom, which means that they are trapped within this room. You also see there is a third one, which is basically attached to the ceiling of the tank and appears to be restrained in place by some kind of device.
I'd quite like to disconnect this grate and let them free, but I don't think I have enough understanding to do that, so I'm just going to continue.
Okay, so you continue to the left, you said.
I don't have a very good mental model of the general layout.
Are you trying to get closer to the party?
I'm trying to get closer to the party.
So you want to go right.
Then that's the way I go.
That's fine, that's fine. You keep going and you encounter a pressure door, which is sealed and locked.
Check for traps. Oh, natural 20. 33.
Yeah, there's a trap on here.
And now what?
In good condition.
Oh. Spark, could you?
No!
Hey! Hammond's dark side. Remember... He's still one of the upper classes.
Skark, I'd like to call you Roguelog.
I back off and cast a spell I haven't cast before.
Ooh.
Because I only achieved it at my last level up.
Is it Sacrifice Skark?
Mage Hand.
Yay!
Very cool.
I literally have seen the trap. I know where it is. I want to apply enough pressure with Mage Hand to set it off.
The trap will only set off when the door opens, I'm afraid. And you know this mechanically, I'm afraid.
Okay. Yeah.
The doors are explicitly heavy, and Mage Hand can only apply a very light pressure. Mm. I feel really bad for shutting this down as an option, but
it's
built in, I'm afraid.
Can you open the door?
Can I use Mage Hand to pull out the component that's going to...
Not really.
Right.
Don't run away.
It's almost like someone specifically built this trap to not get disarmed.
Can I just disarm it with infinite acid splash?
You can start shooting acid at the door and see what happens.
I'm going to open the door.
Oh.
Okay.
Wait. Can't you like undo the pressure thing, but hold it still and then back away quickly and then use Mage Hand to push it open?
That will work. Mage Hand can't apply very much force, but I guess if I've already unlocked it, it might just be enough.
Not really. Mage Hand explicitly can only apply very light.
Can I tell what sort of thing is going to happen?
No.
When I rolled a natural 20 on my perceive the trap.
It is not a simple trap.
Okay. Yeah, that's fair. I don't have any expertise.
Yeah, you have totally no fair. Experience in this field.
The
fact that you saw it, by the way, this was a really hard trap to spot, and I'm not going to lie, the DC was higher than you probably should have been able to get, but you rolled really well.
Yeah, I rolled a natural 20. I mean, I'm just going to have to open the door and immediately leap away and just hope, basically.
If only we were playing 5th, you could get advantage on your reflex save.
But you can't!
Not reflex save, your dex check.
So you start opening the door?
Yeah.
Cool. You start opening the door, Skark comes over and starts...
No, I made Skark stay at a safe distance.
Skark!
I explain why, and I say, this is going to...
Boom.
Maybe. I give Skrark a potion and say, if I fall over, you have to come and pour this and feed this to me. Don't drink it.
Skrark gives a blink and then goes over and closes the metal door mostly so he's in the other room.
Nice.
Okay, you start opening the door.
Good luck.
You push the door open.
Hammond dies.
No!
Pop.
There is a pitch black room on the other side. But then the speakers start.
Oh, hello. You're splitting up, I see. What a shame. I hope you're a fan of the water, but of course you would be if you were here. Shut up. Will you shut up?
Then the speakers stop. There's a gurgling from the tank behind you.
Has anything happened? Has the trap gone off? Was the trap the noise?
And then there's a ping as something seems to pop off from the tank in the middle of the room.
I mean... The second the door is open, I've been sprinting away from it, expecting something to explode.
I now need to be an initiative with you.
Okay.
So I just fireball.
16.
You okay there, Helen?
I'm so tense.
No, initiative. 24.
You're a little dragon boy.
Excellent. So you run into
he
the dark room.
No, beefy.
No, I'm running away from the door.
Sorry, I thought you were running through, is what I thought you said.
No.
Okay, so you're running away from the door. That's absolutely fine. Where are you running to?
Back to where Skrark is.
Okay, cool. You run back to where Skrark is as another ping happens from the central thing. The fish creatures inside are extremely agitated. That is your entire move action. Skrark opens the door ready for you, going, Skrark, Skrark, come on, Skrark.
Yeah.
I'm going to allow you to have made it in and to have the door closed behind you. Okay, cool.
I'd like to leave the door open a fraction so I can look through, but I'm ready to slam it shut.
At which point, there is another ping, and it is your turn. It is becoming immediately apparent that the thing in the centre is basically deconstructing itself.
Yeah.
Okay, slam this door shut.
Yep.
Say, okay, Skrark, we're going down the conveyor belt. Be really careful.
Okay, there was a grate at this end, remember?
Oh, then we can't do that. I'm going to cast Fly.
Okay.
I'm going to grab Krark with one hand.
Skrark?
Sorry, I'm going to grab Skrark with one hand.
Yep.
Fly up to the top of the room, over. I'm heading to the darkness room, but I want to swoop under the door and then head towards the ceiling. And whilst hovering there, I'm going to cast Dancing Lights again.
Okay, cool. As you are halfway through the room, can you please give me a fortitude save?
Nine,
okay. As you are flying across the room, it seems to be working. The lid on the tank suddenly just gives a... at which point it splits into four, which then retreat back very, very quickly. The water level doesn't rise. The creatures are there, and the one that was restrained is suddenly sort of plopped into the water. And then suddenly there's this really high-pitched noise, and you feel the pressure in the room suddenly begin to really rapidly change, and it hurts. Your ears are immediately in agonizing pain. You feel your vision start to go a bit blurry, and it starts to really physically hurt. You are now deafened.
Okay.
Your vision is impeded, but because you are in a lit room, you're okay. You make it through to the other door without closing that door, at which point, as the pressure seems unbearable, suddenly that still water just starts to overflow and start pouring up out of the tank really rapidly.
Okay, I need light, so I cast Dancing Lights.
Yep. Oh, yes, I can describe the room. I forgot you described Dancing Lights.
Obviously, what I'm now going to do is try and close the door again, but it's going to be a race, and I'm not...
So inside this room, you see a chess game that is half played.
Is Ron Weasley knocked out on the side of
So... the room is actually comparatively small. It's not the big, huge, grand one. It's like space is at a premium here. Who knew? It is the alternating white and black tiles. A game is halfway through, and there is someone dead face down in the middle of the chessboard.
Yeah.
That's what you currently see. The room is about 30 feet by 30 feet.
When I have light again, I've seen that the water from the other room is bubbling up. Obviously, I'm rushing to the door and trying to close it again.
I'm happy just to have you close that door. That's fine.
Yeah.
In which case, I'm going to jump back to the rest of the party.
I'm sure your little friend is having a great time. Like, that looked like it would be a relatively... I'm sure. I'm just sure he's fine.
Zolf
like,
has successfully destroyed everything in the room that isn't nailed down, and a lot of the stuff that is. There's still a little bit of gas coming in, that's fine. You found the desiccated remains of a... Not desiccated, sorry, the eviscerated... my mistake. Remains of a, quote, barbarian, unquote. And as it stands, you were facing your choice of doors.
Towards Amit, right? Oh, also the two X's. Yeah, it's just for one that doesn't have X's in it.
So, you... do you check for traps, I'm assuming? Mm-hmm. Someone give me the roll.
21.
21?
Mm.
You detect a trigger.
I disable it, I suppose. Well, I try. Mm-hmm. Let's try. Stand back, everyone.
All right.
That's a... what did I get?
Nine.
That's better at math than me. 24.
24? You're able to disable the trigger.
Whew.
You aren't able to discern what the trigger was going to do.
Let's go through here.
Okay.
Let's go.
So, you start to open the door?
Yeah.
Who does?
Azu.
Yeah.
We're still in there.
Azu, you start to open the door? I'm just building it up. It's fine.
Slowly,
the door opens. It's okay. It's because it's you, Helen. Because it's you. Everyone else has just jumped to the trap happens when not you. You need a certain finesse. You need building.
Yeah. This is like a serial killer talking to his victim.
But you're my favourite.
Okay, we enter the room.
So, inside is not a room, in fairness. It is a corridor, and it has only one way to progress, which is a hard right, and then downstairs, similar to the room that led to a tilting room one. However, there is that ripply light coming up from down there, and you can see that it is flooded.
It's a dead end then.
It doesn't look intentionally flooded as well, to be clear.
Right. How flooded is flooded?
So the stairs go down about 20 feet, 10 foot of it is flooded, and then obviously the bit you're in is fine.
Oh. Right, so we're swimming. No two ways about it.
Yeah.
We can check the X doors, see if there's any more dead adventurers in there. But, you know.
Maybe.
This is the way back to Hamid.
Maybe Ishii would have, put the X's on as a double. No, he's not that clever.
A speaker bursts into life for everyone, including Hamid. However, it is just more of this. It sounds like someone's accidentally turned something on. It's sort of a rattle, a clatter, and it's just,
shut up. Now, I know, that's what I keep saying. Shut up. Why? Just shut up. Oh, my God. What? Stop turning things on.
And it turns off.
Is he arguing with himself?
Yeah, but you can only hear one voice. So...
Well, I know. Yeah.
There's someone... There might be someone else there. Or maybe he's hearing it in his... Yep.
Hallucinating,
maybe. In his head. He could have been down here a while.
Quite possibly.
Or there could be someone very quiet. Mm-hmm. Or maybe the mics are just set up that way, you know, so that if people aren't really facing into the mic, then they can't be picked up.
Anyway, right, so can you still turn it into a dolphin?
One more time, yeah. But more than that, I've got a potion of water breathing.
Yeah, so do we all. I'm just thinking that I'll sink because legs... As it will sink because armour, so we can just walk it.
Yeah.
You are not that heavy, so you're going to have to swim.
Yeah.
You fine?
Yeah.
All right.
I'm gonna water breathe it because I got two of them and only one dolphin.
Mm-hmm.
So are people trying to hold breath or all water breathe? I just need to know.
I'm holding my breath and holding a water breathing potion.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I will drink it when it's relevant.
I'll do the same?
I'll do the same, yeah.
And Sel?
Yeah, swimming and water breathe. Right,
okay,
in
cool.
my hand.
In that case then, you will start down underneath.
Yep. Mm.
First things become apparent is it's very dark. There is some of the light coming up, but it is from the far end of the tunnel. Mm-hmm. The second that you're down there and having a look, you can see it's only about 60 feet.
Okay.
It's actually not that bad.
Oh, in which case, I do like a jog.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I am fine for 60 feet, given I know the movement speeds, that you will all be able to make it without having a huge issue or so on. It looks like genuinely this was an unintentional flood. It doesn't look like a challenge room or anything. It's mostly a bit of a flood. There's literally a bunch of broken pipes on one side. It's like, oh, okay, that makes sense. Coming up, though, you come up into a very, very long and extremely dilapidated glass tunnel similar to the one that you first came. And you are navigating between the varying structures of this thing. The best way to describe it is, you know, the sort of walkways you get in airports where it's like a...
Travelator.
Yeah, like a travelator situation, but you know where it's like glass on all sides and you're moving from one terminal to another.
Yeah.
It's that kind of setup. And it is about 100 foot long glass.
I have a look around towards my left, or if I'm wrong, the way the conveyor belt is, to see if there was a small conveyor-y looking thing in the sea.
Give me a perception check, please.
Yeah. Say 15.
15?
And I've got dark vision.
So what you see is two things. You start peering around the complex, trying to figure out, if I was Hamid and I was travelling at a normal speed, blah, 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 where am I going to be?
No,
you can't find any sense of the conveyor belt, but then sort of
an hour.
Up and to your left, you start seeing a bunch of movement in a sort of distant room. You cannot discern what's happening, but it's a lit room where there's lots of movement. You also discern something really big moving out amongst the ocean.
Does it look like a massive robotic squid?
It's too far away, you can't see, it's big.
As somebody who spent 2 years hunting for a giant robotic squid and maybe seeing the silhouettes of it, is it similar-ish to the sort of silhouettes I may have seen?
Could be. But it's genuinely, it's moving.
That's fine.
It is moving amongst the complex, is worth describing.
Ooh, okay. But yeah, in general, I'm like, I don't know, but it kind of looks like the, you know...
Ticks a lot of the boxes.
Yeah. Hmm. Right, so, by the way, that, pointing at the big silhouette, might be the big robot squid.
Oh my gosh.
It's moving very slowly amongst the complex.
Makes sense if he wants a guard.
Let's not draw attention to ourselves, then.
Yeah, that might be wise. So, yes, I'm not going to finish that thought. Let's go.
Okay, so along the Travelator of Death?
Yeah.
Cool.
Off we go.
Oh, wait, no.
Positive thinking. Travelator of Life.
Travelator of Challenges that we can grow through and...
I like your energy. Let's go.
Yes. Let's do this.
So do you actually step on the Travelator?
Sure.
Excellent. So you step on the Travelator. It goes... And then proceeds to not move and die.
That would be deeply disappointing. Still to walk on it.
Yep.
Clank, clank, clank. You start walking along the unnecessarily long travelator. I shall return to you. Hamid, you're in a sealed chess room.
Yeah.
There is one other door leading out from it. There are a few portholes along one side. The door is on the opposite side, so presumably leads more in, not more out.
Yeah.
It appears to not have activated properly or something. There's just a half-played game of chess with someone dead face down in the middle of the room.
I cast detect magic.
You detect no magic. Oh, no, I lie. You do detect magic. You detect magic on the corpse.
Yeah, I'm going to go over and examine the corpse.
What's their class? What's their class? What's their class?
Let's play the class game.
So you approach the figure who is face down and still wearing their midnight black cloak.
Oh my god, it's going to be a cloak of the bat because Alex is... Yep, he's got the face which says...
Detect magic is still active.
Yeah.
It's true, give me a second, I'm digging stuff up.
He has the face which is like, maybe.
They're just ten a penny round, isn't it?
Yeah.
So you approach the figure and you are detecting a divination aura coming from the body and they're face down wearing the cloak. You also detect another one, but it's one you should recognise, which is that they're wearing a type of cloak of elfinkind. Like, okay. you have encountered these multiple times. Yeah. I think you have all had one at one point.
The party had one. Mostly like, Sasha wore it.
You recognise it at a glance. They are wearing a cloak of elfinkind, yeah. But a dark one.
Ooh.
Cool.
Do you actually search the body?
Yes.
Okay, cool. Give me a perception check, please.
21.
21. So you flip them over, and they're actually almost unaffected. They're in a sealed, pressurised room. Clearly this might have had no air in it or something similar, but like they're kind of almost... They're not desiccated as such, but you know, that kind of preserved, waxy almost look. In terms of what their equipment is, it's all impeccable. They have a bandolier of daggers. The divination aura is coming from a specific dagger that's on their belt. In terms of searching them, you also notice that they have a garrote with them, and they have a full dungeoneer's kit, and they also have a potion of greater invisibility on them.
Handy.
Very.
So I'm going to roll Knowledge Arcana to identify for certain both the cloak and the dagger.
That's fine.
Because I can do that. That's how you identify magic items. 32.
So what level of knowledge do you get about the item?
Basically what it is and what it does at that sort of, unless it's an incredibly complex, unusual one.
So the Cloak of Elvenkind is a Cloak of Elvenkind.
Yeah.
Shocker.
Cheers.
Just thought I'd help.
Yeah.
Could be cursed.
True.
Yeah, it was a weird colour. It might have been with extra stuff.
The dagger is something where I'm going to tell you what it's called so that people can look it up, but you would just get what it does if you see what I mean.
Yeah. I want to try and call shot it. It's a scrying dagger. Throw it and you can see out of it. That'd be awesome.
That would be cool. It's not.
Ah.
That's better, but no. It is a stalking dagger. It is a +2 dagger, and how it works very simply is the longer that you have to study a target, the more damage you will do on your first attack against that target.
Nice.
Up to a certain max, but basically it's like, cool, if you can study your target for like 4 rounds and then attack, you're getting like a 4d6 bonus. It's an ambushing weapon.
Yeah. That's cool.
Very nice.
It's a good weapon for rogues. Yeah. It's a good weapon for anyone who does get the drop on people. Like, that'd finish a fight like that if it's used properly.
I pick up the dagger and I just hold it for a moment and look really sad.
Hey. Why? I don't get it.
And then I
shut
put
up,
it in my
Ben.
Bag of holding.
It's a monster.
I'm
going to
give you a sort of passive look around as well. You see that all of the speakers in this room have been smashed. And you see as well heavy scorch marks around the boots of this person. And you also see that they appear to have lifted a panel from a corner of the room. It's like, it's obvious once you're kind of down looking at them, and they appear to have maybe come in the room via a panel or something similar, as opposed to via the main doors.
Interesting. Am I still deafened, by the way?
Yes.
Yeah.
Scrog's there. Mostly holding his ears and going...
I try to indicate... will be okay through sign language. I'm not very good at expressing myself through sign language.
Scrark's actually comparatively good and signs something along the lines of, no, I know, but it really hurts.
Aww. I say sorry.
While you consider your situation, I'm going to jump back to the rest of the party who are on their Travelator of Doom.
Travelator of overcoming challenges together and becoming better friends.
The teamwork Travelator.
So, as you start heading along, it becomes readily apparent that this is very, very long and very, very straight, and that Yoshida at some point thought it'd be a great idea to put little murals that you'd go past as you go along.
How much time has he sunk into this?
A long time.
It's not made very well. And in fact, it
starts...
Has
he done them himself?
It starts comparatively, like, neat... and kind of deteriorates as things go on, and then it's just unfinished towards the second half of it. At the start, it's a proper mosaic that's made comparatively well. By the end, it's like hunks of metal, biddle bottle cap, what looks to be a cobbled claw, like just scraps. And it just gets more and more abysmal until eventually it's not really even patterns. It's just some stuff stuck on the wall, and then it just stops. But you're having to clunk past this, obviously.
I'm deciding not to take this as a metaphor for anything. Just things decaying over time. It's just quite...
All right.
Speaking of which, the quality of this tunnel, as you are continuing along, you are starting to see more of the complex sort of around you has been heavily damaged. You're clearly entering a bit that's had a bit more damage to it. Like over there is an imploded dome. Over there is one that has basically sort of toppled and then fallen flat off its stilts and things like that. The one that you're in along at one point has a really heavy and large crack along one side. There isn't leaking and it appears to be intact, but whatever happened... happened quite a lot around this bit, and it wasn't visible from when you were sort of further out. Everyone give me a perception check.
20.
19.
17.
Zolf is the first to notice, but it catches you slightly unawares for the simple reason that it's a direction you weren't expecting. As you're walking and having a look around, something catches your eye and you just look up. And you see a large head, like large shape is looming straight vertically down quite quickly to the tunnel that you are all in.
Oh, run!
What?
Run, I run.
Okay.
Yep.
Everyone in initiative quickly for me.
7 for initiative.
7 for Azu.
21.
21 for Sal.
16.
16 for Zolf. Okay. You are acting first. Are you just sprinting the direction you were already going?
Yes.
That's fine. Zolf, I have to ask the same question.
Yeah.
Azu?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Like, I'm taking the run, actually.
This makes life as easy as possible for me.
Because it's very straight, isn't it? So can we double...
Yeah, you can bomb it. You can
run. You can take the run action.
So you're all running.
Mm-hmm.
There is the sound of a heavy impact back from where you were. Is everyone tearing straight ahead?
I have to turn and look.
That's fine. I figured as much.
Of course you do!
That's Zolf, not Ben. I've been hunting this thing for 2 years. It might be my white whale.
Yarr. Funny you should say that.
Whale. It'll kill you the same way.
The completely shredded remains of a whale...
What?
...have thudded into the top and are sliding their way down the thing.
Okay.
Smearing blood all across the...
What kind of whale?
It is a blue whale.
Ooh,
it is massive. The impact is
Alex, is it... Mahoosive.
It is mahoosive. And it has been heavily shredded by something.
Is the
and it's basically thudded and then he's running.
That's as big as a building. It's bigger than this house.
Is the glass like cracking further or does it look like it's actually survived this?
It's a good
just
question.
Creaky cracky noises.
There's a good question that I will answer next week.
Oh my god.
And it's not even next week.
When's our next recording session? Damn it.
It's in like
December.
January.
Oh, no.
We do it from in December. Okay, good.
Oh, I hate that look on your face.
Great.
You're having too much fun and I don't like it.
He's a bad man.
I'm not even there.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Rusty Quill Gaming is a podcast distributed by Rusty Quill and licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Sharealike 4.0 International License. Today's episode was directed by Alexander J. Newell and produced by April Sumner. To subscribe, buy merchandise, or join our Patreon, visit rustyquill.com. Rate and review us online, tweet us at @TheRustyQuill, visit us on Facebook, or email us via mail@rustyquill.com. Join our community on the Discord via the website or on Reddit at r/rustyquill. Thanks for listening.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, marketers. Want a matchmaker to set you up with your perfect audience? Well, look no further. Get intimate right away with host-read sponsorships with Acast. Use Acast's self-serve ad platform to search and partner up with a podcaster or two from our network of more than 100,000 shows. Have them sing your praises in their own words. And get their listeners ready to be wooed into loyal customers. It's the ultimate loving endorsement. Book host-read sponsorships with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.